Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
But first, we're going to talk about the new National Children's Hospital, because Telefónica Tech has been announced as the successful vendor for the tender to provide numerous infrastructure technology solutions to Children's Health Ireland. And Ellen Dixon, Vice President of Enterprise Health Practice with Telefónica Tech, is with us now. Morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Shane. How are you?
I'm very well. For those of us who aren't aware, could you tell us first a little bit about Telefónica Tech?
Oh, yeah, for sure, of course. Telefónica Tech UK and Ireland are 1,000 strong people. We've got offices in Belfast, Dublin, London and Glasgow. And we provide both to healthcare and other verticals.
And you have this new contract with Children's Health Ireland. Obviously, that means you're going to be focusing on healthcare solutions. Is that something you do the whole time?
For me personally, absolutely. For the last decade or more, we've got a really rich pedigree in health.
Okay, what is your contract for with Children's Health Ireland? Is it just the new National Children's Hospital?
Primarily, yes. It's all the new infrastructure that's going to go into that site. So everything from workstations on wheels, laptops, desktops, mobile devices, printers, and all the back-end infrastructure to support that.
Okay, so you do everything to do with tech. Obviously, in 2024, we can't have paper records for patients. So will that all be digital?
Absolutely. Obviously, what the Children's Hospital is doing with us is very much to support that electronic patient record deployment going forward. So we're going to be securing the patient's data. We're going to hopefully be making the clinicians a lot more productive. And we're absolutely going to be hopefully improving the patient's experience as well.
On top of improving the patient's experience, I know you have a big focus on cyber security. Now, we had our health service data hacked, HSE data, during COVID, and we saw the backlog and the huge problems that that hack created. You are going to focus on cyber security. Will you have systems there that can prevent things being hacked?
The best-in-class system, Shane, will be deployed throughout this infrastructure. So we'll be doing proactive checks and intrusion protection, intrusion defence, threat management. And, you know, we really have ensured from field to fork, as I call it. So from the end point that the clinicians engage with, all the way through to the back-end infrastructure, all the way out through the network, there's every layer of defence that can possibly be built into this system will be built into this system.
Because it's even more serious if the information of children were to be leaked or hacked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why this investment's being made.
Now, I'm sure you're aware the National Children's Hospital here has caused a huge amount of controversy every time it's mentioned on the airwaves because of the cost of it, 2.2 billion at the moment, and also the location. It usually gets negative commentary. You're obviously doing a lot of work with the hospital. Can you see from what you've observed how transformational it could be for children's health? I suppose I'm asking you, are you impressed by the National Children's Hospital?
Shame, without a doubt. I have been very lucky to see this facility in its current state. I can see where that investment is going, and I can honestly visualise, and I have seen some of the best children's facilities in the world. This is second to none. Everything that can be accommodated will be accommodated in this facility. So I can just see how transformative the patient experience will be and the supporting infrastructure in there, both for clinicians and families. So it has been thought to the nth degree and accommodated. So I'm very much looking forward to being part of it and providing these services across this island.
One of the things that annoys people about the health service is the amount of red tape, and people call them, you know, the pen pushers, the people who aren't the doctors and nurses. I see that you're going to be working with a single email system, a single sign-on system. How different will that be to what we're used to in the health service?
So if, you know, you think about productivity gains and you think about both clinical and non-clinical staff and, you know, how they log into systems and how they roam about the hospital. So they're delivering care at the bedside. And you think about when you turn up to work in the morning and you have to sign into your device, then you sign into your applications and then you start to work. Having a single sign-on system means you just walk to the data and securely connect, and everything that you need and everything you've been working on is presented to you. think about the productivity gains in that and the amount of security that we can build into that by through the multi-factor authentication all happening in full encryption in the background. And you're doing that multiplied by many thousands of staff from a productivity gain perspective, even in email systems, because of the legacy sites. And you have one address here, one address there. You're opening these multiple systems, having that amount of consolidation. This is really about security and productivity gains.
So would the hospitals be able to talk to each other? So you take the new National Children's Hospital, but then Children's Health Ireland has these urgent care sites at Connolly and Talla. With what you'll be doing, will that mean they'll be able to speak to each other?
They won't need to, because they'll be one, you know, organisation, distributed organisation.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, exciting times. We'll see how you get on. And I know you're very enthusiastic and eager about this new contract. That is Ellen Dixon there, who's Vice President of Enterprise Health Practice with Telefónica Tech, which has signed this new contract to run all the digital solutions at the new National Children's Hospital.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.